Doctor!
You say something?
Go on, it's not a lie!
But we better...
Children, do you know what time it is? I have been out of my mind with worry.
Mother, there was a fire!
And a barge in the canal!
Peter saved the baby and dog!
And we watched the bargeman put out the fire!
Well, now...
He's invited us for a day on the canal. He's promised us 19 locks. May we go, Mother?
Of course. Oh, Peter, I'm very proud of you.
And, Mother, the bargeman said he'd tell all the bargees on the canal that we were the real right sort and to treat us like pals.
So you've made another lot of friends. First the railway and now the canal.
I think everyone in the world is friends. If you can only get them to see you don't want to be unfriends.
That night, I thought about the families we had reunited. Mr. Schepansky and his children, the barge people and their baby. And I knew that Father, wherever he was, would be very pleased.
Buns for tea this afternoon, darlings. A very sensible editor has just accepted two of my stories.
Mother, would you mind if we didn't have the buns today, but on Thursday the 15th?
I don't mind when you have them, dear, but why?
Because it's Perks the railway porter's birthday on the 15th.
He's 32.
And he says he doesn't keep his birthday anymore because he's got other things to keep.
The kids and the missus.
You mean his wife and children, Phyllis?
Yes, same thing, isn't it?
We could put his name on the buns with pink sugar.
Parks isn't a pretty name.
His other name's Albert. I asked him once.
We might put A.P. I'll show you how. Now it's back to the salt mines for me.
She means her writing room, Phil.
I knew that.
Do you think buns will be enough?
What about flowers?
Parks has got a lot of flowers in his garden.
Still, it's always nice to be given flowers. Buns and flowers... There has to be something more.
Quiet, everybody. Nobody to speak until they've thought of something.
Shh. Hooray! I've got it!
Tell us!
Tell us!
Parks is especially nice to everyone, isn't he? There must be lots of people in the village who would like to contribute to his birthday party.
Mother said we weren't to ask people for things.
For ourselves, she meant, silly. Not for other people.
I think we should check with Mother first.
Mother's busy at her salt mine. Come on, let's go down to the village and begin.
We'll start with Mrs. Howard at the post office. Excuse me?
Yes?
We don't want any stamps, but we're collecting contributions for Perks the railway porter. It's his birthday on Thursday.
I don't see why Perk should have a birthday any more than anyone else.
We think everyone should have one.
Well, mine's tomorrow. Much notice anyone will take of that. Now get along with you.
No wonder people ignore her birthday.
Come on, let's try the sweet shop.
Not a bad haul.
A tobacco pipe from the sweet shop.
Half a pound of tea from the grocer's.
A woolen scarf, slightly faded, from the draper's.
My favourite's the stuffed squirrel from Dr. Forrest.
Plus five pledges, meat from the butcher, six eggs from the woman in the turnpike cottage, a nearly new perambulator from Mrs. Ransom, and an iron shovel from the blacksmith.
Perks will be as pleased as Punch.
Come on, it's nearly supper.
What are you three looking so...